This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby bird. This all used to be jumping back in the day.
Yeah, it's going to be jumping next
this
month.
Start with bird.
If this is a 15 and 15 start, that Teddy's seat's getting a hot down. Topper. You really going to wear that suit on Thursday?
You know what? It's funny. People are asking me, like, man, are you going to wear a suit Thursday? I don't know. Maybe a jacket. I don't know.
Maybe a blazer? Welcome back. Blazer. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Chili. You guys got to
be presentable
on
the air.
That's true. 215-592-9494. And here's what I'm presenting today. Rob Thompson should be on the hot seat to start the season. And I like Topper. And I think overall, he has done a nice job as Philly's manager. But I can't let what happened last year go into this year. If they struggle to start the season, if they're a lot like they were to end last season, I'm making a switch. I can't start a season saying, well, wake me up in October. No, the regular season matters. And we had a caller when Rhea was with us. Hugh, I think the NL got better. I don't think it's – if the Phillies are middling around 500, it's not like it's a lock to make the playoffs. They probably will. But I don't think it's a lock. And I can't let Topper just stumble his way through a season. So I'd have him on the hot seat to start the year.
You know, it's something to be said about going into a off season, you know, having the best record in baseball – and, you know, getting bounced in the playoffs and them not making any moves in the offseason. It's something to be said about it. If I was Topper, put it like this, I don't think it's right, but I would not be comfortable.
Well, they're also saying that, to go back to them not doing many big things this offseason, they're also, in essence, telling him you have enough.
Yeah.
Like maybe he doesn't, but they're telling him they think they've given him enough to go win
and
with.
Then they got the influx of all the young talent that you have coming in, the three young players that we were talking about. Yeah, that is telling. And the fact that, you know, you're not extended for a long period of time, that is definitely telling.
Yeah, and now on top of all this, we'll start a season with a hedge by Topper with the lineup. So listen to this from Topper yesterday during the broadcast. Phillies wrapping up spring training here. It sure sounds like we're going to have a season that starts off with two different lineups. One versus lefties, that would be Trey on top. One versus righties, that would be Schwarber. Here's Topper yesterday on the broadcast.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off. Right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
Yeah, so that to me tells me it's lefty-righty, and he's going to switch back and forth. So they're going to start off on Thursday against Mackenzie Gore of the Nats. That's a lefty, so it sounds like Trey Turner will be the leadoff hitter on opening day. And, Hugh, I just keep going back to this in my head, and it's a best-case scenario. Thursday afternoon, Trey Turner steps to the plate. Boom! Double, first at-bat, second at-bat, single, third at-bat, single, three hits, his first three at-bats. And he's not the leadoff hitter in the second game. It's weird to me.
Yeah, I get that, but it's also weird that, you know, this team, the way that they exited the playoffs, didn't make any moves after there was moves that everybody talked about that were going to be made, and you're going back into the season with the same lineup. So I think that out of the necessity to do something different, that's where this comes from. You know, because you didn't do a whole lot that was different. So you have to be open to change, and you have to be able to adjust in certain situations. Remember how we talked about with Mookie Betts out there when he changed positions and everything?
Yep.
To me, and I know it's different as far as the batting in the lineup and everything, and they were talking about how Ben alluded to it, but to me it's kind of the same thing. You do what's necessary. And if this is necessary for you to have success, then you got to get out of your comfort zone. Remember a couple years ago when they had the pitch clock and everybody was complaining about the pitch clock and all the other stuff, and guys felt like they were being sped up? They've adjusted. This is kind of the same thing. You got to adjust in order to get to where you ultimately want to be if you feel it's going to help you get there.
Yeah, well, and I'm okay with managers trying different things and not, you know, doing the same thing over again. Feels like a lot, though, and it feels like it affects more than just one or two people every single day. If it works, I'll say Topper was ahead of this. But if it doesn't, hot seat time for Topper. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone so you can comment on this. Of course, the Dallas Goedert situation. Elliott thinks he could be cut outright if they can't find a trade partner sooner around the draft. Where do you come down on that? It would annoy the heck out of me if they just cut Dallas Goedert. Hugh is all right with it. And, of course, your guesses for Hugh's clues.
Oh, nobody got that yet?
Not yet.
I thought they got it.
Well, this is on you. $100 gift card to Sunoco. You really thought that last clue was giving it away. You thought that.
I really did. I thought that was money. I really did. I put a lot of thought into these clues, even though y'all hate on the first clue all the time. You're not supposed to get it on the first shot.
Have you noticed, Kyle, the tipping point for Hugh during Hugh's clues? The first hour, he's proud when no one gets
it.
Second hour, he thinks he's giving it to you. By the third
starting
hour,
to feel the heat.
You're on the hot seat for your clues.
No, I'm not. It's just that.
By the third hour, it's a reflection on you.
People complain about everything, and they always going to complain. Like, it doesn't bother me when they complain about the first clue. Now, the second clue, that was money. That second clue was money.
It was good. I wouldn't call it money.
It was money.
I mean, come on.
It was money.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. All right, back to the phone lines here, and then we'll go over some possible names if Topper didn't make it through the season. We knew in 2022 Topper was the bench coach. He was probably the next up. Who could it be if something did happen this year? Tom in Middletown's up. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Hugh, Joe, Kyle.
Tom.
Thank you for inviting me into your home.
Thank you for recognizing all of us when you called
in. Hey, Tom, I'm a little sensitive on this money, man. But appreciate you speaking. Appreciate it.
Please let me take my shoes off before I speak.
You don't have to take your shoes off, Tom.
Well, listen, the decor is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Listen, is Topper on the hot seat? He's on the hot seat, but he shouldn't be on the hot seat. And let me explain that. Okay, he's coming off of, you know, 2 years where we fell up a little bit short. He's coming off of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl and the Sixers and Flyers not even sniffing the playoffs. So, yes, he's on the hot seat, but he shouldn't be on the hot seat. And he's a quiet guy. Like, everyone wants, you know, you got to do something like to stir up the team. Well, maybe his way of doing it is stirring up the lineup.
Maybe. I mean, and I don't think in a vacuum, Tom, it's a ridiculous thought. Like, hey, Turner's better against lefties, Schwarber against righties. It just feels, it's a little desperate to me, Tom, when Schwarber in the leadoff spot was not the problem with this team.
Right, but do you feel like the void, like, you know, coming off the Super Bowl win and then the void of the Sixers and Flyers not doing anything, like, yeah, he's on the hot seat, but I don't think he should be on the hot seat. And we'll see, and you know, there is no crying in baseball, so you know, you're put where the manager puts you, so that's just the way I feel. He's got to do something, but if you listen to him speak, isn't he Canadian?
Yes, he is.
When he speaks, he sounds like Bobby Clark. I mean, all those Canadian guys are, like, so calm, and, like he's not going to change his demeanor. He's not going to flip over a water bottle or a water jug or flip over a table. What he's going to do is he's got to do – people are asking him to do something now, so he's going to start to juggle the lineup. And I don't blame him.
And that – look, Tom, I get that, and I understand why you can't just keep doing the same thing over again and expect different results. So I'm okay with some change. I just feel like last year's collapse was pretty bad, and I can't let him do it again for a month and a half. If they don't respond to this, then I'll move on. Tom, what do you got for us for a guess for Hugh's Clues? Fictional sports coach.
Don't let me down, Tom.
I've got a guess, and Hugh could be very, very tough with his clues and stuff like that. I would never want to go to one of those game rooms with him. Okay, so here's what I'm saying. The word is coach. Okay, there was a fictional Hayden Fox, Craig T. Nelson was coach.
I remember that. Oh, I remember that movie. Yeah. I remember that TV show.
That is very – Hugh's literal, so I could see why
Craig T. Nelson.
He would have thought of coach.
Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson, yeah.
Coach. he played Hayden Fox, and the name of the show was Coach.
It was. I think Minnesota State was the school.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
But, was it Montana? Oh, yeah, Minnesota State.
I think it was Minnesota State. Yeah, but, Tom, it's a great thought process, but the wrong answer. I mean, Tom workshopped that like you workshop things. Yeah,
I respect I used to like that show. Liked it a lot.
I was a fan of Coach
was
as
a good,
well.
Craig T. Nelson was a good actor.
He was. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
So, first of all, Rob Thompson should have been fired after the loss to the Mets last year. So, his seat should be so hot that he's afraid to sit down.
Mm.
He has been a key contributor to the fact that they have not yet won a World Series in the last 3 years of making the postseason. And you could just tick through some of the catastrophically bad decisions he made or did not make. When it mattered the most in game. So, yeah, Rob Thompson and I are on two different levels of thinking. And to me, this smacks of desperation. And one of the things that has always bothered me the most about Rob Thompson is his almost religious adherence to lefty, righty, lefty, righty, but he can't think of anything else. So this is taking that already flawed thinking to the most ridiculous extreme, where we're going to have a left-handed leadoff guy for right-handed starters and a right-handed leadoff guy for left-handed starters, which then means we're going to have a completely different lineup of the same nine guys, depending on who starts the game. It's asinine. And, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken dookie. We know that. And they did nothing to make this team better in the offseason. But the two best ways to start making the team better in the offseason would have been to fire the manager and start over. Because when they don't do anything this year, and they're not going to do anything this year, and I become more and more convinced of that, they're going to have to blow it all up. They're going to have to, which means Dombrowski's going to have to go. Thompson's going to have to go. They're going to have to let a lot of these high-dollar guys leave that are at the end of their contracts, like Schwarber and Castellanos. They're going to have to start over again and go back to being an 80-win team until they can rebuild into something that's a contender again. It's just that simple. So, yeah, this is asinine, and it's moving around the deck chairs on the Titanic. That's what this is.
Yeah, especially, and Ken, I'm glad you said it, because if it was just Schwarber 1 or Schwarber 2, you know, Turner 1, they're affecting four spots. And in theory, they're four best hitters, right? The four guys that they trust the most, 1, 2, 3, 4, in whatever order. Ken, every day, I think Harper's going to go to Topper and say, I don't want to be moved every day. I don't even think this is going to work for more than a few weeks for Bryce, who complains about it.
He's probably already done that. I mean, you know, look, part of this is the fact that you have to convince Bryce Harper for some reason that we need you to bat somewhere other than third. I mean, that's been part of this conversation the entire offseason. You know, if I don't care how old Jim Leland is. Maybe Jim Leland is 88 years old. I don't care how old Jim Leland is. If they fire Rob Thompson in June, if Jim Leland can walk, and if he still knows what day of the week is, I would bring him in, put him in a Phillies uniform, and say, here, go show these guys how real big league managers manage big league rosters.
Well, I'd be for that.
He's like 80.
He is 80, yes. He's 80.
There's a video out there. And
something against old people, Hugh?
I love old people. I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, exactly. Come on. I mean, you know, old bald guys. You and me, we got to stick together.
Hey, old bald. Hey, Kim, my hair growing, dog. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't bald no more.
Your back doesn't count. You.
Well, he thinks combing his bald spot's going to make it grow in. I told him it's not going to work. That doesn't work that way.
Damn, man. Just be bald, man. Just.
Come on home, Hugh.
I'm going to fight the girl.
Come on home. Ken,
cut it off and be bald.
Ken, what's your guess here for Hugh's Clues? What fictional coach?
I'm going to take a swing here, and I'm going to go with Pop Fisher in The Natural.
Pop Fisher in The Natural. And you know what, Ken? I don't know if you were thinking this way, Ken. We appreciate Pop Douglas, of course, was on the bracket.
Yeah, he was on the bracket.
It's not Pop Fisher, though. All right. I'm a little surprised no one has gotten this yet.
Oh, see, now you're a little surprised.
Now we've reached, you know, middle of the 12 o'clock segment here. I'm a little surprised. All right, so Ken mentioned Jim Leland. We were throwing out in our meeting before the show
880, dog.
Some possible names. So 2 years ago, or three years ago here, the Phillies fired a manager in May, and they elevated their bench coach, right? That was Rob Thompson. He became the manager. So if this went bad, if they got to a point where he really was on legitimate hot seat, what do they have? Look, Kevin Long is a hitting coach that's been around a long time.
His name's been mentioned. I've heard his name quite a bit.
And he's got a relationship with all those guys from the Nats way back then. Schwarber, yeah. Turner, Harper. I think he'd be a candidate. Dusty Wathen was a manager in the minor leagues. And there was a thought that maybe he'd be a manager here one day. That career never took forth. He's the third base coach. Caleb Cotham is a very well-respected pitching coach, but I'm not sure if you want to put extra, you know, stuff on his plate. He's handling all the pitchers. So, I mean, it would probably come from the staff that's here. But that Jim Leland thing, I mean, 20 years ago, people wanted Jim Leland hired here. He is 80 years old. I believe, though, I think it was, I remember what year this was, 2003? The Marlins got Jack McKeon out of retirement. Jack McKeon was like 80 when they brought him in, and he took him to the World Series. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of hell Jim Leland is in, but he was a manager with Dombrowski in Miami, Hugh, and Detroit. They have a long relationship, so... I mean,
yeah, he probably somewhere on the beach chilling, though, right?
Yeah, but if he's got one more run in him,
I don't know. I mean, I hear
you. Are you being an ageist?
No, I'm not. But it's like you're bringing somebody in to run somebody. It's almost like when Matt Patricia was brought in to run somebody else's defense. You know what I mean? And you're expecting them to take off.
So you're thinking if it'd be someone on the staff here,
has to be. Well, even though Patricia was on the staff, it was something different. He wasn't brought in to be the defensive coordinator. Then all of a sudden, he became the defensive coordinator.
You know, now that I'm thinking back, as Leland's name was brought up there by Ken, I think when they fired Girardi, I feel like someone asked Dombrowski, did he call Leland? And I think that he said, Jim's happy in retirement. But like, he didn't say no. I feel like this came up 3 years ago. And the sense I got here was that he asked him, and Jim said, I'm too old for this. Now, yeah. Now he's 3 years older, so probably not. But, I mean, Jim Leland used to smoke in the dugout. I mean, he's as old school as they come.
Speaking of too old, dog, and I'm sorry, y'all, but I just thought about this.
Here we go.
Did y'all see the pictures of Bill Belichick and his girlfriend?
On the beach?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
With him doing like the little...
It's weird.
It's
man.
A lot.
I think it's funny, but it just made me, when you said, you know, on the beach chilling and Jim Leland being like 80.
I got to tell you, I'm so out on people that are older doing selfies with their significant others. Like, what are we doing? You see Tiger Woods yesterday?
Dog, you talk about, like.
You're not respecting his privacy.
Well, why are you posting the photo?
She all right, though. She all right looking, too. He did all right for himself.
Sure he did. Yeah, I mean, happy for Tiger, but like, why do you have to share this with me?
Because you want the world to know. It's been a lot of people.
He said respect our privacy.
It's a lot of people that have been oversharing their new relationships.
That's
lately.
The word, oversharing.
Yeah, but people want to know, and so they feel like they.
I don't need to know every detail of the Belichick situation.
Belichick Little Mermaid thing, man. That was a lot.
I thought the Belichick thing was going to be like a quick in and out fling. She might be in this for the long haul.
Oh, what? Never mind. I'm gonna keep that to myself. Yeah, they look like they're happy.
Yeah, or the long haul for whatever time is left. I don't know what that means. Art in Florida is up. What's up, Art?
Killer man, how you guys doing?
Hey, Art. What's up?
Hey, March 24th today. I'm making a prediction.
Okay, let's hear it.
Philly will not make the playoffs with this Taijuan Walker pitching every how many days. These losses are going to cost us big time.
He had a nice little
yeah, but until that last one.
I said training camp.
He got smacked last week.
But
don't you? Are you going to go? Hold on.
Cole Hamels gave a ring endorsement.
Hugh, are you?
Way more, you know,
are you trying to get us to believe in Taijuan Walker?
All I'm doing is like his one outing. That's all I'm saying. And I'm okay. Now you can say what you want to say.
It's 2 years of crap since he got here.
I won't accept this.
He won't stay there for this.
I want to ask you guys a prediction. I want to ask a prediction. If you could put a poll out there, how many games do you think he'll win this year?
Taijuan?
Yes.
Three.
I would say 10.
Ten.
Okay.
What is wrong with him?
If he gets 10 starts, $2. I'm going to freak out. $2.
$2 bet. $10.
If he gets 10 starts, it's
okay,
a problem.
Nine. Okay.
I bet he doesn't win none. Zero.
Oh, I like that number. Over, under, half.
So what do you say? He doesn't go long. He just gets rocked.
He gets rocked whenever he pitches. Also, I want to make a prediction. Crawford's going to be our leading batter by the end of the year.
Wow. Well, that would be a big jump, not only to make the major leagues, but to be a leadoff hitter as a rookie. I do think, Bart, he could arrive here this year. The fact that they started him in AAA is telling. That means he's won injury, you know, to Marsh in center field from being up here in a month or two.
Yes, sir.
I'd be excited. You know, that's the one thing in our good phone call, man. The one thing, Hugh, because we kept saying they didn't do much in the offseason, mm-hmm. and when Rhea was with us, this came up. It feels like, and we're talking about Topper, hot seat, that's a lever a team sometimes pulls. The lever that it feels like the Phillies are preparing to pull this summer
is the young guys.
The kids.
Yes.
I mean, by midseason.
The young Thundercats.
Uh-oh, Thundercats 2.0.
The Thundercats.
By midseason, Crawford could be here in the outfield. Painter will absolutely be here, barring, you know, some sort of setback physically. And Aiden Miller, although he's only 20, Dabrowski last month when he spoke about him said the special ones, they arrive quickly. So they're kind of greasing the skids here for the Thundercats, Hugh, to maybe come and give this thing a boost.
Yeah, I think that's what they're counting on. You know, you talk about Andrew Painter and how much hoopla he had the year before, the year he got hurt. There's a lot of hoopla about him. So, yeah, I think that they're counting on those young guys to have like a infuse into this team. So who was it last year? Cody Clement. Was a young guy.
By the way, they announced that he made the team. Cody's going to be on the team.
Cody was one of those young guys last year that he flashed a lot last year, and people were excited when he was up for the most part. So, yeah, they're probably going to go with some of this youth movement.
I like Cody. I'm glad he made the team as a bench bat. He had a good spring. It's kind of like square peg, round hole because there's not a spot for him, but I didn't want to lose him. I'm glad he's going to make this team. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 will do here. Only at Sunoco. We do have that prize to give away. Hugh's Clues. We got to hit you with a third clue next. Unbelievable. On the other side, updates on the Phillies pitching staff to start the year. We know Taiwan is going to start in the rotation, unfortunately. Why, though? What's going on with Ranger Suarez? We'll get to the latest on Ranger Suarez and his back as the season is about to begin on Thursday. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the year? Absolutely. They were terrible in the second half last year. They went out badly in the postseason, and I think the NL is better. They can't mess around the first couple months. Should Topper be on the hot seat? I say yes. Hugh's not there. Where do you come down to this? 215-592-9494. And Dallas Goedert. Elliott said the Eagles could outright cut him. Would that upset you if Goedert was cut? I'd be really annoyed. Hugh would not. Where do you come down on all this? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Brackets busted? Well, new customers at FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to bet on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you're waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. How about that finish in the game last night between Maryland and Colorado State? Look, that was an incredible shot to finish the game. I like this Maryland team. I'm taking them to win outright against Florida on Thursday nights. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get in on the college hoops action all tourney long. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.